Congressman Ron Kind of La Crosse says this is an important hearing.
Obviously, we've had a lot of competition with rail cars lately with the Bakken oil coming out of North Dakota, but we've got coal and grain needs too, and farmers complaining it's hard for them to get their grain to market. Our rural electric co-ops and other utilities concerned about lack of coal being delivered in a timely fashion just before winter. So we've got to resolve these issues.
Kind says Bakken oil rail cargo has increased 4,000% in the past 5 years, bumping traditional cargo. EW Superior Transportation and Logistics Director Richard Stewart says the railroad system is operating near capacity. He says the whole infrastructure needs to grow. But Stewart is confident the coal and grain cargo shortages will be made up.
There is no merit in any transportation company angering, short-servicing, long-term customers, and the grain and the coal industry have been the backbone of the rail industry for a century. They have no interest in driving these customers away.
Wisconsin Public Service Corporation's Dave Wanner will testify at the hearing. In a statement made at a hearing in Chicago earlier this year, he said rail service was so degraded they nearly ran out of coal last winter. Another utility, Minnesota Power of Duluth, says it's idling four of its smaller coal-fired plants now to save coal for this winter. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.